Good morning. High pressure continues to hold on across eastern New York and New England, and it looks like we'll continue to see plenty of sunshine through the early morning hours. A weak disturbance passing through the Great Lakes may touch off a shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon or into the evening, but there is a better chance of rain showers and thunderstorms for most of us as we head into the overnight hours tonight as a stronger front pushes through from the Chicago area. Afternoon high temperatures out ahead of the front today will be in the lower to mid 80s, although it will stay in the 70s across parts of the higher terrain. And then overnight tonight, a bit muggy with the showers and thunderstorms going on, as lows will only drop back into the 60s. We'll also have areas of patchy, dense fog to contend with overnight and into the early morning hours tomorrow. With the front still close by, first thing tomorrow morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain in the forecast for the drive in tomorrow. Then skies will begin to clear out as the front makes its way off the eastern seaboard and out over the open Atlantic. Afternoon highs tomorrow behind the front still in the lower 80s with that return to sunshine and a nice westerly breeze. On Wednesday, high pressure overhead will produce plenty of sunshine, low humidity, and somewhat cooler air as highs will stay in the 70s. A nice rebound back into the 80s, though, on Thursday around the backside of the high, milder air, 81 for the high on average. And on Friday, summer-like warmth and a bit of humidity with lots of sunshine, highs staying in the middle to upper 80s. As we head into the upcoming holiday weekend, things are looking generally dry with a bubble of high pressure overhead. Both Saturday and Sunday will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Isaac, located about 405 miles southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Hurricane warnings have been issued from Morgan City, Louisiana, east to Destin, Florida, on the Panhandle. This includes metropolitan New Orleans. Isaac is moving toward the west-northwest near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today with a gradual decrease in forward speed. A turn toward the northwest is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Isaac will move over the eastern Gulf of Mexico today and approach the northern Gulf Coast in the hurricane warning area tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts, and some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Isaac is expected to become a hurricane in a day or so. The combination of a storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. The water could reach depths of 6 to 12 feet above ground in southeast Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Isaac is expected to produce additional rain accumulations of 1 to 3 inches over central and southern Florida, where isolated maximum storm totals of 15 inches are possible. Total rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with maximum amounts up to 18 inches are possible in southeastern Louisiana, southern Alabama, Mississippi, and the western Florida Panhandle. Isolated tornadoes are possible from central Florida through the northeastern Gulf today and tonight. The tornado threat will diminish over south Florida and the Keys this morning. Dangerous surf and rip current conditions will continue to affect the northwestern Bahamas, the Florida Peninsula, and the Florida Keys during the next day or so, and begin to affect portions of the northern Gulf Coast today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at 8:53 a.m. on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Northolt, the United Kingdom, at 9:38 a.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 54 degrees, with a west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 62, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and a steady barometer at 30.17 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Meacham, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 76, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.31 inches for the month and 21.67 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 97 set in 1948, and the record low 41 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon in the mid-70s to lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon possible, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, then increasing sun, breezy with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds milder Thursday, lower 80s. Mostly sunny on Friday in the upper 80s and lower to mid 80s with a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.